It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Jimmy Carter, as we record this, Jimmy Carter's funeral is taking place at the cathedral. The gist of Bill Clinton. I thought he was rushed to the hospital last week, wasn't he? I mean, he looked pretty good there.
Yeah. He did look good.
Considering.
Not looking good for a while.
Well, the presidency, I mean, ages you.
Yeah. As they take
the toll. Biden looks like a hollow guy.
Well, he's
because of his age.
Really old.
Yeah, because of his age. You know. Anyway, we have Cooking on a Budget coming up. It is Thursday. Very, very happy birthday to Nina Nova, one of Scotty's favorite performers. She's all about sexual liberation lore. She lives her life with a hot girl lifestyle, apparently, is what I've been told.
I love the hot girl lifestyle.
Yeah, well, who doesn't? She was so good in Virtually Cheating 2, Lesbian Sex Toy 2, also Everything But, and that's B-U-T-T.
I would expect nothing more.
This is what Scotty liked. And Get Your Knees Dirty was one of Scotty's all-time favorites there. So there's that. Also, Skylar Vox is celebrating her 25th birthday today. She measures with she checks in, Kelly, with a hearty 34DD. 34 Double D.
Oh, that's not.
Busty Therapist was one of her movies. Also, 19.
Hold on. Finish
34
that,
Double D. It's not like crazy. It's not like.
No.
No, because there's some. Oh, I mean, way bigger.
Yep.
The damn.
Busty Therapist. Baby Got Boobs 29 and 32. She didn't like the script for 30 and 31.
She wanted more money.
Yeah, she came back for the 32nd installment of the.
I heard she came in the first one
Baby
too,
Got
but
got
she
boobs.
Came originally.
Baby Got Boobs thing. And Kelly will like this. My Bossy Stepsister. She was in that one, which is
you
another.
You wonder if it's.
A dub movie. Yeah.
Oh, it's a movie, so it's not a real.
Not
stepsister.
A real stepsister thing, right? Thank you, Kelly. And Kaylee Gunner. She was a 2024 Fan Award nominee for Most Spectacular Boobs. That's something you brag about.
Yeah.
You know, at the class reunion.
And they're real.
Yeah, well, I can't see, speak to what, that, Laura. I don't know.
You know, Mariah Carey, great boobs, but they're fake.
Yeah.
Like, they're...
Have they always been, way back in her day, did she have sizable...
I just know she had a boob job, and it was considered to be a pretty flawless one. Andy talked about it a lot.
Right, and yeah. I mean, it's great. Like, I think they have to have two.
Let me ask you.
Yes.
Well, we think you get them both done.
Well, no.
In the celebrity / well-known person rock and roll world, who do you think has the best boobs?
I said Mariah Carey's were nice.
Anne Hathaway.
She's very attractive. Yeah she got nice
boob
breasts.
Big enough for you?
Scotty doesn't have to have him big.
Yeah. He was.
He
went out of.
Guy.
He liked the bigger.
But there was, life has changed too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, here's one of the early pictures of Mariah. I guess.
Yeah.
Small.
She was normal. She was normal. Yeah.
Mm.
Sydney Sweeney is pretty known for
She's
her.
She's got some knockers.
Okay, I was just going to say larger breasts. Okay.
I saw her in a horror movie where she played a nun, and I'm like, okay, she's a very. Sexually, a very attractive girl. How are they going to pull this off? Of course, at some point, she fell out of her top.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
So,
that Carla Gugino.
Selma Hayek, Sophia Vergara, and Jessica Simpson, all bigger-breasted, beautiful. And I actually like, because I know what it's like to carry heavier.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at girls, women that can go out and wear a dress with no bra on because they don't have that.
Yeah.
I can't be walking around with no bra on because they're flipping and flapping everywhere. And I don't
flipping
like...
and flapping. Flapping. Yeah. Actually making the flapping noise.
But so all those girls that have Kate Upton.
Kate Upton's very lovely.
But they're all larger.
Yeah.
So I relate to them.
Mm-hmm.
I like them because they look like mine. But I feel like supermodels and stuff that have lacking, I kind of like that.
Yeah, I'm glad to just be at the ball game, to be honest with you. But if I'm in the ballpark, I enjoy being in the ballpark. I'm not going to complain about the seats.
So who's the girl you don't like with Tim Allen? You don't like her and she has big boobs.
With Tim Allen?
Isn't there a new show with Tim Allen? You said you didn't like the girl with...
What's her name? Kat something?
Oh, Kat Dennings.
I'm just not a fan. It's got nothing to do with how she looks or her boobs. I've never been a fan.
Do you just don't like her sour attitude?
I don't know what
don't
it is.
Think she
I don't know.
Did she?
I don't.
Well, she usually plays.
See, I think
what
she's
else
funny.
Was she in?
Two guys and a pizza.
No,
she was in the Two Guys and a Pizza movie.
Two Girls That Live Together.
Her and the uppity one that was going to be like Paris Hilton.
Two Girls That Live Together and Get a Pizza.
That's Two Guys, a Girl and a Pizza place. That came out with Ryan Reynolds way back in the 90s. It was a great show.
But I got sucked into the new show with Tim Allen last night. It was funny.
Good?
I laughed.
I read a review that said it wasn't, but I mean, I like Tim Allen
the
anyway.
The first episode, so I thought it was great.
Yeah. No, I just wonder what you thought. I mean, you know, because there's a million attractive
women. So that's
why
I relate to all those women that I talked about. I love, they present themselves nice and they have very nice breasts. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to, like, I always envy the A's and the B's. It would I just wonder what I'd wear for a day with no bra.
No bra.
How many O's are in that?
Bra.
All right. We have Laura has cooking on a budget coming up here in a second. I did put something aside today, which is kind of an interesting question, and I just threw it out to you guys before we started recording. And it basically talks about stats on, like, your life. I don't know what happens when you die, but if you could now sort of find out what your stats were, and I'm not talking how many people you slept with, okay? Because I hope most of you would know what the number is, whatever that number is. But if you could get stats on life, things you did in your life, how many times you did them, how long you did them, whatever, what stats of your life would you like to know?
How much I practiced. And it didn't pay.
And the drums. How many hours you spent behind the kit?
I do it more now for fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
I would like to know how many actual images I've taken with a camera. Because I'll crank up 22,000 to 30,000 a year. That's a lot of images.
Yes.
You know?
I counted up once, 5-10 years ago, how many bags of salad I have made at the Bratskeller.
Yeah.
I believe I've made more bags of salad than anybody in the history of the Bratskeller.
Right.
But I'm going to have to recalculate because I lost that sheet of paper somewhere. I also think I may have had, I'm not sure I'm proud of this, but I think I am, more beers as an employee at that restaurant than anybody else.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's something to be proud of right there.
I don't know.
You know? When we left the Portsmouth station, we calculated how many shows I had done in that studio, in that building. And it was... Wasn't it like 9,669? It was almost 6969. It was 9,000.
I don't remember hearing the number.
900. It was 96963 or something like that. So it was only just a couple. I thought it would be cool if we went out on 6969.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot. What's your number? Because I see
how much I saved versus how much I spent. Because I try to find the deal.
I thought steps.
Oh, steps would be cool.
Yeah.
But I only started tracking when Fitbits became popular, so I missed the first 30 something years of my life.
Yeah.
How many times I was injured? Because I forget all the time and I get hurt a lot.
I would want to know how much I've spent in Walmart.
Yeah, see, I'm not a big
Because I live Walmart. In a town where there is a Walmart, and when we first got our house, we didn't have anything. So I got a lot of stuff at Walmart. And for a period of time, they could tell you how much you spent at that store in a year.
Wow.
And I kept thinking, I got to remember after a year to ask and find out how much I've spent in the store. And I never did. I never did, you know. But anyway, yeah. So what kind of stats would you, how many times did I almost die and not know it?
Jesus.
What? That's interesting.
No, that is interesting.
You know, had you waited one more second to pull out, maybe you would have got hit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's an interesting stat. How many times you almost died? Interesting stat.
That is a good one.
There was a woman, something was going on, and I was holding up the line for something, or it was taking too long, and I looked back, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. And the person working was like, I'm so sorry, I'm trying to help her. And she looked at me, and she said, I have a pretty good feeling. I'm supposed to be late right now. And I was like, what? And she goes, things like this happen for a reason. Something bad could have happened to me if I left when I was supposed to.
You never know,
and
right?
I'm standing behind you, and I'm not going to be in a rush. And I'm going to be here because this is where I'm supposed to be. And I was like, okay.
How many times?
It's been heavy.
Yeah, I was so like, I'm like, I'm a
Scotty could count these on like one, maybe two hands. How many times were you or did you make somebody feel good or were nice to somebody?
And you didn't even know?
And, yeah, like you did something and it was nice. How many nice times did you do something nice?
Thousands.
You know? Or the opposite. How many times did you make someone else feel bad?
I don't think as many as I'd like.
I don't. Yeah, that. You got you, but it gives you something to
always
work
something
for.
To work on.
Yeah, something to work for. How many times your body successfully destroyed a cancer before it could take hold?
Oh God!
Well,
that's
you could
grizzly.
No, it's not grizzly.
Do you want to know that much?
Well, you're already dead.
Yeah. All right, good point. You're right.
You're already dead. You're it right, doesn't really right. matter.
Okay.
You know? I always say, and I took it a step further. Is like, what if I had done something different?
Yeah.
What if I'd gone to college?
Mm-hmm.
What if I did this? You know, would I have been more successful? Would I be rich?
Dude,
would I be dead?
In tonnage, poop. How much?
Oh no.
You want to know that stat? That's
but
weird.
You're asking. But the question is, you can ask any weird stat at all, and you would get an answer. You wouldn't. Come on. You would ask that.
With the biggest poop. How much weight did I lose?
Or or something along those lines. Yeah. Everything's game, and it's just you'd get to know everything about your life.
It's interesting. Yeah.
How many times you made someone laugh? Right? That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would. I would. Yeah.
How many times I used each letter of the alphabet?
I could care,
I could care less about that.
It's just an interesting stat.
No, yeah, it's not.
It's not.
Like, what if you found
really
that,
not.
What if you found that, you know, the most common letter you used by far was the letter X or something? It would be weird.
Yeah, that's not a cool one.
I'm just throwing it out
lame.
There because nobody else.
Yeah, that was
so
dumb
you
one.
Can all eat my. All right.
How many times you've eaten?
Jesus. I'm going to sit there and rag on everything I say, but they're not saying one themselves.
Laura. Did you, like, seriously, did you take a minute to think about that?
No.
Because you had that look.
No.
You did. You sat back and turned your head like you were
doing
the weirdest
face. I definitely know the number.
I shouldn't have said it.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry. I shouldn't have said it.
I know the numbers.
But sometimes I just want to shut those guys up.
No, I was looking for other things that I could.
Like yeah, thank you for trying, Laura.
I was trying to think of other things that might. Yeah.
You sat back and you had a thinking look about
no,
your face.
No, I was
like,
thinking about like things that I want to know. Like I said, how many injuries, how many.
But you did have that look on your face. You did.
That's a good question.
I was thinking.
You were trying, as opposed to these freeloaders over here who were just cruising.
Now we're freeloading.
Cruise central.
How many minutes? Yeah. How much of your life you spent on electronics?
Yeah.
And I'd say it always.
How much time you were on, like you scrolled, right?
Yeah.
How many times were you just mindlessly
just
scrolling?
Yeah. Yep. How much time you've wasted?
I made it a point to read my book that I'm trying to finish. The last three out of the last four nights, just get away from the screen. Because I read, but I read on my phone, and I know that's probably not the best thing for the eyes before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Books, how many real hardcover books.
How many times did you almost crash your car?
I see. You brought that one up, and I that freaks me out, but then you're like, we have to look at it from the prospect that we're dead.
So we're
not alive anymore. Look, that would be interesting.
Look at me. I mean, I drove, and I had that accident, right? And people are like, whoa. Do you know how much I drive? I put 35,000 miles on that car a year, right? How many? And
some of them you're awake.
There have been times when I've had close calls through whether fault of mine or no fault of mine, and you sit there afterwards and you go, "How did I stop? How did I not get hurt here? You know what I mean? Not in that particular accident, but we were teenagers and we were pulling into a gas station, and I was pulling into the gas station a little too fast. I lost control of the car and I was sliding toward the gas pump, and I stopped. The bumper was 2 inches away from the gas pump. And I sat there going, holy crap.
Oh, I did a 360 driving home in the snow after the brat. No drinking involved or anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm hitting the tree.
Right.
And it just complete. I was off the road a little, but not enough to be in the woods. Stopped like a foot from a tree.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
I spun out on the Portsmouth traffic circle on my way to work, and nobody hit me. And you have something happen, and you go, how the hell did that even happen?
I watched a guy drive through the middle of the Portsmouth traffic circle.
Yeah, across the whole thing.
Across the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's crazy. All right, well, just think about that stuff, you know, stats and stuff like that. What stat would you want to know about your life when it was all said and done? If you could just...
How many people really liked you?
Yeah. Yeah, how many people really liked you?
I want the answer to that.
How many people were lying to your face?
Yeah. Well, we've all thought about if you could look down on your own funeral, right?
Yeah.
And you could say, I hated that son of a bitch. He doesn't like me. You know it. Yeah. He's there just, you know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Oh, or, I don't want ever.
Or, oh my God, look at how she's crying. That hot chick is crying.
Or the person that's
dead.
Like, oh my God, he was the greatest ever. And you're like, we hated each other.
Yeah, you didn't like me.
Yeah, I don't want.
But a good looking chick starts crying over you, Scotty, and you're thinking, I could have had that.
I did.
That.
I did.
You could have had that.
That would be my wife.
Oh God, sorry. No. All right, well, anyway. All right, so there it is. That's just something we'd throw out there. But it is Thursday, and on Thursdays, Laura has some serious business to attend to.
Cooking on a budget.
Gotta save you some money.
Cooking on a budget. Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Laura saves you money with all the lowdown on the sales and stuff like that. What do you got, Laura?
First, this isn't about groceries, but if you go to PetSmart, you can get Puff Skunkless Odor Spray on sale. Buy two, get one free. Plus, there's a save 20% coupon you can enter in online. And then you put it in online, and you go and pick up your order to go. And just like that, I got three bottles for like $40. Cha-ching.
Nice.
Anyways, now back to the food. Greg, food sale of the week. Head over to Market Basket. Get your Quaker Instant Oatmeal, 2 for $5.
Nice.
I know you're into the...
Is it the box stuff or is it the canister?
Yeah. No, okay. The box stuff.
All right, good.
Kelly, beer sales of the week at Market Basket. You have your Smutty Nose, your Dogfish Head Tuckerman, and Elysian Space Dust, $14.99.
Go for some Tuckerman.
Roadkill, sweet of the week. Head over to Shaw's because your Quaker Rice Cakes, which I know you love, are $2.27. Which is a great deal.
That
for
is really good.
Yep. Kayla's pick a food sale of the week. If she heads over to Market Basket, she's been trying to do some healthy juice stuff. Cold pressed juices right from the produce section at Market Basket, 2 for $4. Now, this is something for all of you because I know you guys have been trying, some of you have been trying to be healthier and have more protein in your diet. I know there's some members of the show that love Pop Tarts, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I love them, yeah.
Okay. At Shaw's, on sale this week, are legendary pastry bars. I don't know if you've heard of them yet, but legendary pastry bars, they look like a Pop-Tart. They even have the frosting on them like they're a Pop-Tart. But guess what? They're 20 grams of protein, only 4 grams net carbs, 2 for $5 for these pastry pastry bars. They, I'm going to show you a picture.
Are they like small little Nutri-Grain bars, kind of small size?
No. I mean, they look like a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
And they have. I don't like frosting on my Pop-Tarts like the original, but you're getting 20 grams of protein.
I don't eat Pop-Tarts all the time. I just like them when I do.
But I know you want more protein in your diet, so why not do it this way?
Protein.
Anyways.
I do protein.
But Legendary Foods has a bunch of protein chips and protein pastries and sweet rolls and all that stuff. So that's for all of you guys on the show.
Protein now, shakes.
Yes.
Big into the protein.
Hannaford, your sales end on Saturday. You have your 80% lean ground beef, $2.99 a pound for the 3 to 5 pound package. Your drumsticks or leg quarters, 99 cents a pound. Boneless center pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Atlantic salmon, $8.99 a pound. Cara oranges, $3.49 for the 3 pound bag. Hannaford red or yellow potatoes, 2 for $5. Your pork tenderloin is $2.99 a pound. Bottom round roast, $4.99 a pound. Blueberries or blackberries, 2 for $5. Your butternut, buttercup, or acorn squash, 79 cents a pound. And your sumo mandarins, 2 for $5. I will tell you more of those sales because sumos are back in stock. If you had gone to Shaw's last week, you knew it was a great deal. But as we go on through the season, Greg knows that only around a couple months, you'll get some more deals. Aldi. Your sales began on Wednesday. You have your avocados, 69 cents each. Your lemons, $2.89 for the 2 pound bag. Your Cara oranges, there are $2.89 for the 3 pound bag. Pineapples, $1.69 each. Mangoes, only 69 cents each. Flat leaf spinach, $1.29. Pork el pastor, $3.99 a pound. And if you want to eat healthier, Aldi's doing this big health kick with organic sales, low carb sales, and all your health foods. You can check out the link on my page to get all those. Shaw's, your sales begin on Friday. The For You sale, where you need the app, you have your boneless chicken breast or thighs, $2.47 a pound. Your russet potatoes, 5 pound bag, or your yellow onions for a 3 pound bag, only $1.97 a pound. Norwegian prime salmon filet, $8.97 a pound. Dole salad blends, only $1.77. Green Giant Simply Steamed vegetables, or Celeste pizzas, 77 cents each. I know the Celeste pizzas are small, but at 77 cents, they limit you to six. You'll be six pizzas for like $6 less. Lucerne bar, shredded cheese, $1.77. Kellogg's cereal, Quaker cereal, chewy granola bars, and Sinnott meal and hot cereal, $1.97. Lay's potato chips, Utz tortillas, Bachman snacks, Quaker rice cakes, Goldfish, Chips Ahoy. And what else do we have? Keebler sandwich crackers and cheese. That's only $2.27. Cuties, 2-pound bag. Navel oranges, 4-pound bag. Or Sumo mandarins, 2-pound bag, only $2.97. Your Butter Bud Light 12 packs and your Miller Lite or Coors Light 12 packs, $7.99. And you can save $10 when you buy two. They do limit you to two, but they're $5 digital rebates, which is a great deal. Other deals there at Shaw's: strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, buy two, get one free. Raw shrimp, $6.99 a pound. Pork assorted end chops or country style ribs, $1.99 a pound. And your Signature Select or Häagen-Dazs ice cream, only $2.99. Now let's go to Market Basket, where your sales start on Sunday. We have your fresh center cut pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Fresh chicken thighs or drumsticks, $1.49 a pound. Those are bone in. Fresh bottom round roast, $4.99 a pound. Easy peel raw shrimp, $6.99 a pound. Romaine lettuce, two for $3. Cape Cod potato chips, two for $4. McCain French fries or beer onion rings, two for $6. Sweet blueberries, two for $5. Salad blends, $2.29. Spaghetti squash there, 79 cents a pound. Brussels sprouts, $1.99 a pound. And Kraft mac and cheese, five for $5. Comfort food for the week: chicken tortilla soup. I made that on Sunday. And football cooking. I actually made these on New Year's Eve. They were great. The kids loved them. The adults loved them. Fried tortellini bites. I'm sure you've gone to restaurants where they have fried ravioli. These are fried tortellini. And I did some that the tortellinis were chicken tortellinis. Fry those puppies up and dip in marinara sauce. You're just going to eat them like it's popcorn. Okay. Delicious.
Popcorn's good. Popcorn's good. Okay. That it?
That is it.
You can find all of that at morningbuzz.com on Laura's page. She wrote it all down for you.
I did. And all the links to all of the sale flyers are up there.
You literally have to do nothing. You could be the laziest person in the world and benefit from all the work that she does.
Yeah.
Okay? All right?
Kind of like it that way.
Tell her you appreciate it if you see her. Send her a note. All right. Enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. We will see you tomorrow.